What is up, everybody? Welcome back to MGM Market Abilities Podcast, where we talk everything marketing, business, growth, opportunity, whatever. And something interesting happened this week. We actually had three people starting a business, or they already have a business or whatever. They sought us out. Like, they found us. They either saw our front door with a sign on it, or they found us and, or maybe recommended to us, and we didn't have to work for any of those leads. And I think what's interesting is sometimes people think that business is like, oh, I'm just not getting enough. There's just not enough people out there. But most of the times, people just don't even know that you exist. They're not even aware of how good you are, or that you provide what you provide, or that you're an option. And so you got to let people know you're an option, because then they're going to maybe compare and contrast with other people that are in your field or in your realm, right? And if you're better, or if you're kinder, or whatever advantage you personally have, that's going to help you immensely. So today we're going to talk about five things that will help you get out in front of people, so people are just aware that you even exist, because most of the time businesses don't do well because they're not getting in front of enough people. They're not getting enough leads. And the reason they're not getting enough leads is because they don't know how to get in front of people. So we're going to talk about five ways you can get in front of people. Okay. So first one is content marketing. You guys know that we at Growing Media are all about content marketing. We care about, like, putting out content weekly is a must. You don't necessarily have to put out content every day, but you cannot go a week without putting out content, or you're going to be forgotten about. People just forget about you. You have to do at least one thing per week, at least, but really recommended is like 3 to 7 or 3 to 50 things per week. Just put stuff out there. The second one is SEO. Okay. So if you guys maybe never heard of SEO, it's search engine optimization. So if someone is looking for you, if looking for someone like you, and they type in like a keyword, and so, for example, if they're looking for a marketing company in Southern Illinois and they type in keywords, hopefully Growing Media is the first one to pop up, or at least in the second. That's what you want. You want to be in the top 2 or 3 whenever people Google you, and they want to see that. That's how people know that you exist, is if you pop up. Okay. Number three is local marketing. Okay. Is going out and handing out flyers and stuff, just talking to people, going to groups, being in the community, and just letting people know what you do. There's so many times, I cannot tell you how many times I've had conversations with people who I have known for a while, and maybe we go to the same coffee shop, maybe I see them at church, maybe I just see them at some type of social function with friends, and for the longest time, they didn't know I was like an audio engineer and that I could help them at their church or with their music or something. So many times, and it's because I just never shared. I just never shared that. So don't hesitate to share what you do and what you provide, because people are interested in that. And it's interesting. It's like, after you have a good experience with someone, and maybe you don't even need them, right? Like you had a good experience with someone who does drywall really well, right? And the next week, or the next 2 weeks, or 3 months later, your friend that you've known forever is like, hey, do you know any good drywalling guys? It's like, oh, I actually met this guy a few weeks ago. And you give them their number. And then all of a sudden, that guy got business just because he shared with you. And same for you. Like, I've gotten business from people just because they shared their own experience with me. And that experience had nothing to do with what I do professionally. We were just hanging out. But they saw me as a good person. I treated them well as a friend. And so they're like, well, if he does that, then why wouldn't he be good to work with? Boom. Like, you can, it's so easy to get business this way. And you just let people know around you that what you do. Okay. Super simple. All right. Number four is partnerships and collaborations. Now, I know you guys have heard me talk about this in other podcasts, but partnerships and collaborations are, they're like a kingpin, because whenever you're basically tapping into an untapped audience whenever you partner with someone, because their audience is always going to be a little bit different or majorly different from yours. And so if you can actually, partner with people on certain things, on maybe it's a project or an event, or maybe you guys are just running some sort of like just doing like a 5K to raise money for something. Partnerships in that will then grow both of your audiences. And so then both of you get lifted up. And that is such a big community aspect that I think often we forget is like we can partner with other companies and they may even be similar to us. But if we're just genuinely trying to help people and trying to raise the caliber of where we're at and to make things genuinely better, then it's only going to help you and help them and help the world as a whole, which is should definitely be in the back of your mind at all times. Is this actually helping everybody? You know what I mean? And so partnerships and collaborations are very important and often overlooked because you get in your own little world and you think, what can I do? What can I do for me? But you got to start thinking outside of that scope because it's only going to help you. Trust me on this one. Okay. Trust me. And then I'm going to give you guys a bonus one. Okay. And the only reason I give you the bonus one is because I have only ever seen success with it. It is video marketing. Okay. Video marketing and storytelling. Video is king. It's going to stay king for quite some time. Okay. You got to get on camera. You got to start building a relationship with someone over the internet of you talking to them. They don't even have to talk back to you. Okay. But you have to start building that genuine relationship with people over video. They need to connect with what you're doing. Either if it's a cool cinematic highlight of your work, or if it's just you talking to camera about your experience that day on the job. There's just something special about being on video that dramatically changes the perspective of your possible customer. That will then change the possibility or the opportunity of them working to you. It makes working with you much higher. And that's a game changer because all you got to do is just be a little personable and be relatable. And so that people can connect with you. And then once you're connected, then they're going to use you. Or again, going back to what I said, they're going to recommend you to someone who's like, oh man, I wonder if I could find someone like that. Boom. Okay. So just make yourself more aware. Talk about what you do a little bit more often. And you don't have to be braggy. Don't be braggy. Just let them know, hey, this is what I do. And this is what I do professionally and trying to grow it, you know, and things are going well and tell them the goods and the bads, like be personable, be open about it. People want to hear about it. I think we live in a world where it's like everything on the internet is like kind of fake, right? You see the highlights, like you see the good stuff and the good stuff might be real. But that's all you see, right? You don't see the bad, right? The times whenever they failed. I fail all the time. Like it's every week. Like I was shooting a video earlier today and totally messed it up. Had to redo a few things like 3 or 4 times. And usually just being honest, I can usually knock things out in 1 or 2 takes and it's usually great. But today is just not on it. There's a lot going on. I'm tired. Didn't sleep well last night. All that stuff comes up, but I still took the time, did the thing that I know that's going to connect my audience to me and then bring me even possibly more customers. So do it. Put yourself out there. If you have a fear about putting yourself out there, let me just remind you, nobody's really thinking about you. And if they are thinking about you, it's going to be for a split second and then they're gone. So if you're scared of putting yourself out there, just stop because you got to realize that like you're thinking about yourself right in that moment and everybody's just thinking about themselves most of the time. So put yourself out there, do the scary thing and trust me, your business will explode. I promise. Okay. We'll see you on the next episode.